Hello everyone, this is David Battaglia of the Perception is Reality podcast, and you're listening to Too Many Podcasts with Jim, your podcast Sherpa.
Hello, people of the pods. Once again, here we are. You're back. I'm back. It's Too Many Podcasts. And you know me, Jim, your personal podcast Sherpa. A little bit of a different show today. Didn't have any special guests scheduled, so I figured I'd talk to you a little bit about the show because I've been talking to people about starting up my podcast and doing a little advertising on social media. They were asking lots of questions like, well, what is a podcast? What exactly do you do? So I figured for those of you that don't know what it's all about, and maybe you've heard the show before or not heard the show before, I go into a little bit of explanation as to what you need to know. And before I get started, I wanted to acknowledge the latest member of the cast of the podcast. And you're listening to him right now. My new mic. And I hope that it's making the show sound a lot better than it has in previous weeks. You know, I'm constantly striving to make this podcast a little bit better and making little changes every week. Some things you're going to notice, some things you're not going to notice because they're a little behind the scenes. But I hope this is a little bit more pleasing to your ears, especially if you've got headphones on and you're hearing my voice for the next half hour or so. So, okay, how about starting with what is a podcast? I like the definition that Wikipedia gives. A podcast, or generically a netcast, is an episodic series of digital or audio or video files which a user can download in order to listen to. It's often available for subscription so that new episodes are automatically downloaded via web syndication to the user's own local computer, mobile application, or portable media player. So, to make sense of that, if that didn't make any sense at all, think of the old radio shows that you used to listen to, or that maybe you might have heard of, like The Lone Ranger, or Fibber McGee and Molly, or The Green Hornet. Yeah, those old radio shows, think of those in a modern age now. Instead, they're available on podcast apps, and you can subscribe to the ones that you want to listen to, and it loads to your phone, and when new episodes come out, you will get notified, and then you can listen to them. It's that simple. That's really what this show does. So, if you want to follow my show, you're going to look for it on your favorite podcasting app, as long as you have one on your phone or your tablet, and you're going to look for my show, and when you bring it up, you'll see a subscribe button. What you want to do if you want to continue listening to that show is hit the subscribe button. And I'm encouraging everybody to do that. And every time a new episode comes up, it'll be ready on whatever you're listening to hear the next show when it comes out every Wednesday. Nice and simple, right? And you'll notice that after a while, if you've been listening to my show and you don't feel like you want to listen to it anymore, that subscribe button that you clicked on becomes an unsubscribe button. So hopefully you won't have to click that. I like all my listeners to stick around and they can learn as long as I'm learning too. So now some of you are probably wondering, what's with all the Sherpa stuff, Jim? Why can't you just be Jim? Well, I figure there are so many podcasts out there. There's, well, too many podcasts. And I would like to guide you so you can listen to podcasts that you'll enjoy. And I sample a lot of different podcasts, and part of the show is interviewing a lot of those people who present those podcasts. And I won't interview people unless I really like their show. So the four people that I've had on have just been absolutely wonderful. They've all got great shows and worth checking out. So if this is your first episode, check out the first four before this, and you'll see what I mean. I also have Sherpa suggestions, which I will do in the show as well, where I make those recommendations. And if we're having a theme like music, then I'll recommend music podcasts for that week. Now, this week there's no specific theme, so you're just going to be hearing about some of the top podcasts that are out right now that are definitely worth checking out. And what else do we have? We have the Sherpa Sheet. Now, what's the Sherpa Sheet? When you're in your app and you click on whatever episode you're listening to, you'll see what are called show notes. That's what everybody else calls them. I figured to keep up with the theme, we call it a Sherpa Sheet. And I like putting a little bit of extra information on there too, some little behind-the-scenes information or maybe some thoughts that were going in my head when we were working on the show. You know, so just to make it a little bit extra special. And what's Viva la Sherpalution? Well, what it really is think of it as an evolution. You see, I'm making an evolution as a Sherpa because I'm gradually, like I said before, making improvements to the show. And I want it to grow, and I want my listenership to grow. And I want all those people that are listening to the show to become together as a social community out on the social media apps so we can all interact and grow together, you know? I think that's probably my big contribution to society, you know, kind of like community service. Now I sound like I just got out of jail. Oh, boy. We won't talk about that. Anyway, moving right along. So when I refer to Mount Podcastia, that's basically the big mountain of podcasts that you have to go through to try and choose to decide what you want to listen to. So that's why I'm your Sherpa. I'm guiding you through Mount Podcastia. We'll stay away from the bad stuff, and I'll steer you towards the good stuff. Fair enough? I think it's fair enough, too. And the Sherpa Chalet, well, that's just basically where I'm recording from. Right here, the old Sherpa Chalet. Right here, high on Mount Podcastia. Hope that answers some of your questions and it'll eliminate some of the confusion. Don't worry, you'll get used to it, and you'll get used to my weird sense of humor as we go along, too. And most importantly, just to let you know, the show is basically interview-based. I'll always have a special guest that'll have a podcast or some sort of social media presence, and we'll ask them some very simple questions and find out about their shows and how you can find out about them as well. That's really what sets the theme for the week, and that's really how I build my shows, too. I record the interview first, and then I do my intro, and then I do my closings, and we insert a couple of commercials in between, you know, like the one that's coming up right now. And you've probably noticed that I always start my show with, "Hello, people of the pods." Now, who exactly are the people of the pods? Well, that's you if you're listening to the show right now. Eventually, that's going to be my little special private Facebook group that anyone who follows me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/too many podcasts, you'll see a button that says join group. And that's where the people of the pods comes in. What's so special about the people of the pods? This is where your input will affect my show. I'll put things up for a vote. We're going to have some little contests. You know, any sort of advice that you can provide to me on, you know, what you like in the show and what you don't like about the show. Maybe there's things that need to be fixed that I'm not noticing and that you are. I want to make the show very listener-friendly. And to make it listener-friendly, I'm going to need more listeners. That's where I'll need your help in spreading the word, okay? And when I'm on Apple Podcasts, you get the opportunity to leave a review on the show. So the more reviews we get, maybe the more listeners we get. The more listeners we get, the more commercials I can do, and then we can generate a little money, and then maybe we can do something nice with that money, and we can really enjoy our success all together as the people of the pods. So I'm glad that we got to spend a little time together, and I could hopefully explain things a little bit better. So now you know what you're getting yourself into. Nothing too painful, I promise. So why don't we move on to the Sherpa suggestions. Here are your Sherpa selections for the week. And since there wasn't a theme this week, I figured I'd just take the top five podcasts that are listed in Apple Podcasts Top 100, okay? So normally we just stick with the theme, but this is a really good sample of what you traditionally see in podcasts, so I thought it was an interesting selection for this week. The first selection we have is Analysis of Murder by Dr. Phil. Yes, that same Dr. Phil that you know from TV. He also has another podcast called Fill in the Blanks. I'm not making this up. I'm serious. But in this one, it's pretty new. It just launched pretty recently. And what he does is he actually interviews murderers, and he offers a psychological analysis of these people. So it should be pretty interesting. I really can't tell you what a lot of the episodes are going to be about, because like I said, it really just launched. All right, the second episode is Stupid Genius with Emma Chamberlain. Now, you're probably wondering, who's Emma Chamberlain? Well, I guess if you're a YouTube follower, she's a big YouTuber person that got a really large following. So what the premise of this show is, they give her a riddle, and she has essentially three guesses to solve that riddle. So that's what it's all about. I was listening to a little bit of it. I think you have to be a fan of hers to really get into the show, but I'm not critiquing. It's just a Sherpa opinion. third show, we have the Joe Rogan Experience. Now, Joe has been doing shows since about 2009, so he's pretty experienced at this. And also, he received the 2019 Top Comedy Podcast Award for iHeartRadio. So his shows go on for like 2.5-3 hours. So if you're going to listen to him, you know, you have to have that time to really follow through everything. And he talks with all sorts of people. The man has definitely had an interesting career, whether you like him or not. He's been a stand-up comic. He was a comic actor in the TV show News Radio, and he actually got that part in News Radio after it didn't work out with Ray Romano, who was originally chosen to play that part. So I thought that was a kind of interesting piece of trivia. And what else has he done? He's also hosted the TV show Fear Factor, and he's been a color commentator for the MMA fights, and now he's a podcaster. So, you know, he's an acquired taste. You may or may not like how he deals with things. There is a lot of profanity if that type of thing offends you. So just keep that in mind. But, you know, the man obviously knows what he's doing because he's won awards for being such a good podcaster. Also, this is another brand new one. This one is called On Second Thought, the Trevor Noah podcast. I like Trevor Noah. He's a really great replacement for Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. No offense to Jon Stewart. I thought he was great, too. And he's got a really interesting approach to things. I think this show is going to be interesting. He's very witty. He's really sharp. So let's keep an eye on Second Thought. I might be checking out that show myself. And lastly, we have Root of Evil, which is the true story of the Hodel family and the Black Dahlia. Now, this is these are interviews with relatives of Dr. George Hodel, who was accused of killing the Black Dahlia, who was an actress. And this is the companion piece to a TNT TV program called I Am the Night. Interestingly enough, these five selections are really a good reflection of the types of podcasts that are really in high abundance out there in Podcastia. True crime stories and comedians that host podcasts. It's just a lot of them, you know, and you got to know what your tastes are to check them out and, you know, see what you like. Some of them you may like, some of them may not even hold your interest. Since we're talking about podcasts to recommend, I'd like to mention one that's a personal favorite of mine. It's called Stuff You Should Know, and the hosts are Josh Clark and Charles Chuck Bryan. And this show is basically a general knowledge show. It's the two of them, and they're always very entertaining. And they talk about everything under the sun. They talk about champagne. They talk about the Hoover Dam. They talk about disco. They talk about human zoos. You never know what kind of category you're going to get from them. And the show is on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they're running from about 45 minutes to an hour long on average. And on Wednesdays, they do a 15-minute show called Short Stuff, which is just a condensed version of the song. And on Saturdays, you can hear the Stuff You Should Know selects, which are essentially the older shows that they handpick for replaying for their listeners. And both of those guys really know what they're doing. Josh is also the host of The End of the World with Josh Clark, and it was a 10-part series about the sort of things that could happen that could lead to the end of the earth. And it's, you know, it's kind of dark, but it really makes you think at the same time. And he did a really great job on it. And Chuck is the host of Movie Crush, and that's where he interviews a lot of different celebrities about their favorite movie. So definitely check that show out. It's definitely family friendly too. It's a lot of fun. Those two guys have been doing the show since 2008, and they've really got a great handle on it. Well, I think after 11 years, we would hope they'd have a good handle on it. I think if I were to have dream guests on my shows, I would love to have both Josh and Chuck on my show. And maybe one day that'll happen. We can only keep our fingers crossed. So the name of the show is Stuff You Should Know. There's also a show called Something You Should Know, which is hosted by Mike Carruthers. Mike's show is more interview-based, where Stuff You Should Know is basically Josh and Chuck. They've occasionally had guests on the show, but really not too often. But believe me, the two of them are entertaining enough, and I think you'll really like the show if you want to find out about all sorts of things there are in the world. They're a great source of information. So thanks a lot, guys, for 11 years of wonderful podcasts. And I almost forgot, on occasion they will play their live shows because they do take the show on tour, and they're really entertaining. They're even more entertaining than the studio versions that you get to hear. And there's a couple of them out there, so they're definitely worth checking out. Hey everyone, thanks again for checking out Too Many Podcasts, and I'm so glad that we've had this time together, you know, just to have a laugh or sing a song. You know, it seems like we just get started, and then before you know it, comes a time we have to say so long. Wow, I hate that it goes so quickly like that. Anyway, if you get the chance, if you see anywhere you can leave a podcast review, say something nice about this show. We want to get as many listeners as we can, remember? And also, as mentioned before, the podcast apps that you want to listen to if you want to hear this show would be Pocket Casts, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, and Radio Public. And pretty soon I will be on Apple Podcasts, I promise you. It's just a little bit of a process, and I apologize for that. And don't forget to follow me on social media. Like I said, we've got a Facebook page for Too Many Podcasts, and on Twitter and Instagram, you look for the number 2 and then the word many podcasts. I couldn't put in the T-O-O. I have no idea why. So, if you'd like to recommend a podcast, or if you even host a podcast and you'd like to be on the show for an interview, please drop me a line at Jim, the podcast Sherpa, that's S-H-E-R-P-A, at gmail.com, okay? And I'd love to hear from you. And if you have the Anchor app on your telephone, it actually has a feature where you can leave a voicemail message for me. And if it's something clever, I'd definitely like to play it on a future program if that's okay with you. And don't forget that any information on any of the podcasts that were recommended today in the Sherpa suggestions are available on the Sherpa sheet. So that'll do it for me, folks. And we'll see you next time on Mount Podcastia. And as we Sherpas like to say, no, that's not a Yeti. That looks like George Zimmerman's Tinder date. Anyway, enjoy your day. Thanks a lot for tapping play. Spread the word, and thank you for listening. And viva la Sherpalution!